Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the AI hype cycle and the rise of what the author calls slopaganda.
Slopaganda? Intriguing. Tell me more.
Well, the author, Sid Venkataramakrishnan, argues that the AI boom is fueled by a wave of low-quality content, often in the form of newsletters and social media posts, designed to capitalize on the hype.
So, like, instead of genuine analysis, it's just fluff?
Precisely. Fluff, but cleverly disguised. He calls out a couple of newsletters in particular, Superhuman AI and The Rundown, which he claims boast millions of subscribers but lack real insight. It's all techno-euphoria, often reading like glorified press releases.
But if they're so shallow, why the huge subscriber numbers? Are people really that easily fooled?
The author suggests some shady tactics might be at play, like buying email lists. Plus, there's evidence of significant ad revenue flowing into these newsletters, suggesting AI companies are actively funding this slopaganda.
Wow, it's almost like a self-perpetuating cycle of hype. The AI companies create the hype, then fund content creators to amplify it, leading to more investment and, more hype.
Exactly. And it's not just newsletters. Social media, especially X, is teeming with influencers paid to promote AI products, often without disclosing their affiliations, which is pretty unethical.
Hold on. Did you say paid? How much are we talking?
The author found some offering retweets for as little as $40. And get this. Some are even operating multiple accounts, promoting the same content under different names, which violates platform rules. It's a bit of the Wild West out there.
It sounds like it, but surely not all AI content falls into this slopaganda category. There must be some genuine voices out there.
I'm sure there are, but this article really highlights how much noise there is surrounding AI right now. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack of, well, slop. The author even quotes a data scientist who compares it to Indian news regurgitation portals, which have apparently gamified SEO.
Oof, that's a harsh comparison. So what's the takeaway here? Are we all doomed to drown in a sea of AI-generated nonsense?
Not necessarily. But it's a cautionary tale about the importance of critical thinking in the age of AI. We need to be discerning consumers of information, not just blindly accepting every shiny new AI promise. And as Ed Zitron, a PR expert quoted in the article, puts it, when these people pop up around an industry, it should be a sign that this is a worrisome bubble. It's a good reminder to look beyond the hype and ask the tough questions. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.